bad news is that the unemployment rate rose to 9.0% in April, but the good news is that the economy created more than 240,000 new jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on April 2011 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported an unemployment rate that was 0.2% higher in April as it reached 9.0%. That rise in the unemployment rate was the result of a workforce that, although only expanding by 15,000, saw 190,000 fewer people employed in April than March and 205,000 more people unemployed. In other words, although the size of the labor force did not expand by much, 205,000 more people were unemployed while 190,000 fewer people had jobs. And the number of people not in the workforce grew by 131,000. To sum it up, and this may be an understatement, things did not move in the right direction in April. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy grew by 244,000 jobs. Factor out the jobs eliminated at all levels of government, and private sector job growth in April was 268,000, which was 37,000 better than the previous month. The number of jobs in the goods-producing sector grew by 44,000 in April, which was slightly better than the 37,000 job growth in March, but not as good as the 81,000 growth in February. Manufacturers added 29,000 new jobs last month after adding 22,000 in March. Highlights? In the durable goods subsector, computer and electronic products added 4,000 jobs. In non-durable goods, food manufacturers added 7,200 jobs in April. The construction sector is still not showing any signs of coming back strongly since it grew by only 5,000 jobs in April, and although better than the 2,000 new jobs it managed to build in March, it was not nearly as good as the 39,000 it hammered together in February. Mining and logging maintained a strong growth trend with 10,000 new jobs in April. Two-thirds of those new jobs were in support activities for mining that added 6,700 jobs. The private service-providing sector, which is about five times larger in terms of employment than the goods-producing sector, added 224,000 new jobs in April. Cash registers were ringing in the retail trade sector since it added a total of 57,100 jobs in April after processing 3,200 job returns in March. The professional and business services sector was up only 51,000 in April after rising by 86,000 in March. Computer systems design and related services added 7,900 jobs in April after adding 7,700 in March. Growth in the education and health services sector continued to get good grades and did not lose a beat. It added 49,000 jobs in April after adding 33,000 in March. The very seasonal educational services added 7,300 jobs last month, and the health care and social assistance component added 41,800 new jobs. And the party must have been continuing at the leisure and hospitality sector with 46,000 new jobs, and spirits continued to flow in the food, services, and drinking places subsector since it added 30,600 of those new jobs. As previously mentioned, the total number of government jobs was down by 24,000. Again, local governments eliminated the most by issuing 14,000 pink slips. State government was not that far behind with 8,000 discharges. And the federal government took out 2,000 jobs, although the Postal Service was responsible for 1,300 of those job cancellations. Temporary help services jobs apparently took a breather in April from its recent growth trend and declined by 2,300 jobs last month. This works out to a sequential decline of only 0.1%, but year-to-year growth was maintained with annual growth of 11%. There were a total of 2,249,700 temporary help jobs in April. Temporary help services is still off about 393,000 jobs from its peak in December 2006 of about 2.6 million. But since growth resumed in the summer of 2009 when it was around 1.7 million, it has added almost 500,000 jobs. And temporary help services market share, that is its portion of all jobs, was unchanged at 1.7% in April. Its highest level was in 2000 when it was around 2.0% for most of that year. Despite a rise in the unemployment rate, the economy continued to add not an insignificant number of jobs, and this is good news. Actually, the unemployment rate for people with a college education was half of the overall labor force, and this tells us that the new jobs being created require higher skilled and educated workers. Although there is a demand for workers to fill jobs that the economy is creating, workers with the proper skills and education to fill those openings are lacking. The development of human capital that is needed to fill the new jobs that the economy is creating takes time, as people need to be re-educated or re-skilled. It will take time for all of these factors to reach a new equilibrium, and until that happens, there will be a mismatch between the skills those available for work have and what the economy and employers need. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.